Community leaders are hoping a $10,000 grant will help Milwaukee get its arms around the ongoing issue of eviction. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the money will go toward developing a long-term plan to keep people in their homes.
Mayor Tom Barrett announced the grant Wednesday from the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He addressed a gathering of several dozen people who were packed into a conference room at the Franklin Square Apartments in Milwaukee's Central City. Barrett says too many people are being forced off their properties because they can't afford rent. It's resulted in dreams being dashed.
For many individuals, it's a home. But for others who are working with it, it's a small business. And what I'm talking about are the landlords, the small landlords. They have properties that they have invested in. Mom and pop landlords in this city who want to be able to save for retirement, and being able to rent out a flat or rent out a house is one of the ways for them to do it.
Barrett says persistent poverty is the driving force behind eviction, with many people working two or three jobs yet still having a hard time making ends meet. He says he's appreciative of the grant money and it will help stabilize housing in Milwaukee. After the mayor spoke, the community leaders gathered around him broke into a discussion group. It was the first of five planning meetings that the grant is helping facilitate. One person involved in the brainstorming is Jomar Hooper of the nonprofit Common Bond Communities. He says he was shocked when he read Matthew Desmond's best-selling nonfiction book Evicted, telling the story of evictions across the country through the lens of Milwaukee. It put Milwaukee's eviction rate in 2016 at 3.26% of all renters, amounting to more than 6,300 residents. Hooper called the eviction problem in Milwaukee epidemic, and says many of the people forced out are African-American women.
The eviction crisis is to Black women right now, to what mass incarceration has been to Black men. So it's a systemic issue, and we see it every day down in our court system, and just with the impact on families, both on education and just and on family structure as well.
Hooper says the group will come up with recommendations on how to stem the number of evictions. He says some examples could include
More work with our tenants and more education for our landlords, things of that nature, seeing what additional resources are out there to be able to attach to our projects, working on the legal side within the courts, seeing how we can make sure we have more representation and additional representation for those tenants who are being evicted. I think there's a bunch of solutions that we currently have, but now that we're working together kind of lockstep, I think we'll be able to get those solutions to the forefront to be able to address some of the issues.
Other partners in the endeavor include community advocates, legal action, and the Milwaukee Housing Authority. The group expects to make recommendations by the end of the year. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.